Talk. Cape Talk. The US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York in the United States. Adrian, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. How are you today?
Good morning, Ab. I am doing okay, feeling a little bit better, but as you can tell, my voice is still a little, we'll just call it throaty for now, but hanging in there. It was an exciting weekend for sports.
Yeah, that it was. And I saw your tweet just before the final between Serena and I forgot the other lady's name. Do forgive me. I remember you saying that, you know what? I'm with Serena on this one, but this young lady is very humble and she's looking very focused. You called it.
Yes. Angelique Kerber is her name, the German. So I have watched her play many times at the U.S. Open, and although Serena, as a seven-time Wimbledon winner, bested Julia Gurgis in just 70 minutes to reach her 10th final at the All England Club, she fell to Angelique Kerber in just over an hour. So, while Williams, as she suffered a health scare 10 months ago after complications from giving birth and then blood clots and then multiple surgeries, but, you know, she just kind of, I just think she just kind of gave out a little bit on the final match. If she would have won on Saturday, she would have tied Margaret Court's record of 24 Grand Slam singles titles. Instead, Kerber won her third Grand Slam. She's won the U.S. Open, the Australian Open, and now Wimbledon. I have for you, Abs, a quick clip of Serena speaking after the match.
She's everywhere. They're saying, how has she done this? You are superhuman, supermom. No, I'm just me, and that's all I can be. But to all the moms out there, you know, I was playing free today, and I tried, but, you know, Angelique played really well. She played out of her mind, it was really good, and I look forward to, you know, just continuing to be back out here and do what I do best.
And that embrace at the end was just lovely, so sporting. What did you say to her?
Well, she's an incredible person, Angelique is, and she's a really good friend, so I'm really happy for her. And this is her first title, and I know she's going to really enjoy it and enjoy the moment, so congrats again.
Oh, wonderful to hear. All right. From
yeah,
the good
and defeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
But more of a champion.
That's the one. From sports to politics, Trump is meeting with Putin.
Yes. So when President Donald Trump meets Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki today, he will have much to explain to the general public, I'm afraid. Now, while topic A should, many believe, be Friday's indictment of 12 Russian intelligence operatives by special counsel Robert Mueller and the team, his election investigation team, with charges that include hacking party offices and state election systems. Instead, Trump smashes into the Nordic countries after leaving a less than stellar impression on Brussels and Britain. Now, Trump and his aides were downplaying expectations for Monday's summit as he continued to rattle allies by lumping in the EU with Russia and China as foes of the United States. He also momentarily walked in front of the Queen of England during a reviewing of the troops at Windsor Castle. So in the encounter, Queen Elizabeth appeared to gesture Trump forward before he walked ahead and promptly put on the brakes, forcing the monarch to do an awkward sidestep around him. So in addition to that, Trump renewed his attacks on London Mayor Sadiq Khan, and About 250,000 people turned out to voice their opposition to the state visits, which is one of the biggest demonstrations in London since a million people rallied against the Iraq War in 2003. But for Monday, Trump said that he will not interrogate Putin, that insisting on his cordial relations with the USSR, or I'm sorry, with Russia. And I have for you as a clip of Trump explaining the EU as a foe and his sort of logic for future talks.
The Russians who were indicted, would you ask Putin to send them here?
Well, I might. I hadn't thought of that, but I'll be asking about it. But again, this was during the Obama administration. They were doing whatever it was during the Obama administration. And I heard that they were trying, or people were trying, to hack into the RNC, too, the Republican National Committee. But we had much better defenses. I've been told that by a number of people. We had much better defenses, so they couldn't. I think the DNC should be ashamed of themselves for allowing themselves to be hacked. They had bad defenses, and they were able to be hacked. But I heard they were trying to hack the Republicans, too. And this may be wrong, but they had much stronger defenses.
Who's your biggest competitor, your biggest foe globally right now?
Well, I think we have a lot of foes. I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade. Now, you wouldn't think of the European Union, but they're a foe. Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe. But that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean anything. It means that they're competitors.
And maybe finishing off on a more lighter note, you talk about the last blockbuster video store.
Right, right. So, but as I just want to get one thing in about the Trump what he says about the Republican Party also being hacked, there has been zero news reports about the Republican, the RNC being hacked by Russia. So just note that for the record. But yes, indeed, the last Blockbuster video store, which was once the nation's largest chain for rental videos, will soon close in Bend, Oregon. Next week, Blockbuster will close two locations in Alaska, again leaving Bend as the last remaining Blockbuster retailer. Now, the iconic movie rental franchise was thought to have held out longer in the last frontier due to the state's expensive internet. The manager of the Anchorage store has said that it's tough to tell the customers that they are closing, that they are like family. Inventory sales will continue through August, while the fate of the store's collection of Russell Crowe memorabilia, recently donated by the host of Last Week Tonight, John Oliver, is yet uncertain. Although, if you are a fan of Russell Crowe, I'm sure you can make a bid.
I'll stay in my lane on that one, Adrian. Listen.
Okay.
Nonetheless, look, thank you so much for joining us, and I can hear that voice is going as the more you speak. So I'm going to let you go, but hopefully we will have you'll be feeling better on Wednesday when we have a chat again.
Yes, I am drinking lots of Theraflu and taking much Robitussin so I can get the news to you in better shape on Wednesday, Abs.
All right. Adrian Bruni, thank you so much for joining us. That is Adrian Bruni from Manhattan, New York City.